This is Twit.
Did you catch this? Fudzilla did the article.
We talked about it on the podcast last night.
Okay.
They're claiming Intel 10 nanometer is better than everybody thinks, implying, in other words, that Intel is like holding back on, that they could make 10 nanometer CPUs, but they're just deciding not to ship them yet. And they also, there's a, actually just scrolling past it right now, there's a, this claim in there that a 300 millimeter wafer can cost between $200 and $700. Josh lost it last night on the podcast when that even came up as like what the claim was, because that cannot possibly be accurate. Because if they were able to make any CPUs with the wafer cost that low, I guarantee you they'd be shipping it. Because that's extremely cheap for a production of a wafer on any modern process. Realize it's a wafer full of parts. Like there's, potentially, depending on the size, obviously, but it could be 1,000 CPUs on that thing. So if you're able to make them that cheap for the whole wafer, that would be insane margin. So of course they would be selling it for that. But we had a post on PC Per kind of mirroring this one, or at least talking about it. What it really comes down to is just it's whatever the next process is, right? Like if you take Intel's take on flash memory in the past, there's plenty of time when 25 nanometer flash came out. They talked about it, even like showed it to me in a fab. Hey, here's a wafer. Like we're making this now. But we didn't see it in actual SSDs that you could buy for like, mm-hmm. It was something close to a year. So sure they're making it, but just because you're making it doesn't mean you're able to produce it efficiently and with good yield. While Josh and, the other people on our site, as an example, like we're confident that sure Intel can do it, but they can't do it cheap right away.
Right.
Maybe that $200 to $700 cost is just like the raw cost of like some part of the process, but you're not talking about recouping all the R&D, recouping all the costs of all the equipment that you needed to upgrade to mm-hmm. be able to, produce the feature size of those parts that's 10 nanometer features. So it's just, I don't know. I mean, a lot of it's just kind of like, hey, look, this is common sense. Yes, they can make the next thing in the lab right now. No, they're probably not shipping it. But the why is really just it's more cost effective to sell the stuff that they can make, with better yields right now, which is not 10 nanometer. I do kind of like that the smaller and smaller feature size have more of a copper sheen to them compared to other. And that's actually because you have to start moving over to using copper because you just need better conductivity than just straight silicon can give you. Like when you're trying to get from one side of the chip to the other, like you actually have to use like a better conductor because when traces on a die are so narrow that, you risk atoms shifting slightly and causing problems,
right.
So I mean 10 nanometer, like this is something as far as feature size goes, right? They were trying to talk about flash memory getting down to 10 nanometer for the size of the cells. This is before all of the 3D NAND stuff started becoming a thing, and there was one picture during I've used it in a couple of my pieces on the site, but it's hard to dig up right now. But like they showed an electron microscope part of like here's a channel, here's like a conductor or just some feature, and here's 10 nanometers, and they showed it, and it was literally you could count the number of atoms across. It was only like a couple of dozen or something, so like it's tiny. It's really dang small trying to get that that small on process tech, which kind of leads me to think that maybe the next step for all this CPU stuff is probably to do what the flash memory is doing and try to figure out better ways to stack layers of circuitry within the die. They already kind of do it, like all the interconnect stuff has its own layer, and like then you have like a layer of the transistors doing the work, but they might have to start stacking layers of transistors on CPUs to be able to, you know, to effectively make the shrink better, or just get more transistors within a certain square area. You can kind of have to go vertical at some point. Otherwise, nobody would be using buildings on the planet, right? Multi-story buildings.
So starting to sound complicated, man.